Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Season 3, Episode 5 of Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Roxy Rookie Stryer, Brant the Body Panvetich, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. We want to hear from you, too. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth. Welcome, Jersey Shore fans, Season 4, Episode 5, entitled Punch Drunk Love. Great episode. I feel like it fired on all cylinders. We had comedy, we had drama, we had sentiment, we had love, we had reconciliation. Very excited to talk, but before we get into it, I'll announce our special segment is the fact that, I know I'm blowing a little bit of a news item here, but that the Jersey Shore people are, in fact, going to be headed to Rome, and we'll break that down, we'll talk about it, we'll see if, we'll get everyone's opinion, seeing if, how we think that's going to compare to Miami and New Jersey, if this is a good or bad thing. But anyway, let's get into tonight's show. What are you going to say, Phil?
First off, it's called Drunk Punch Love, obviously taken from Punch Drunk Love, the movie.
Right.
How does that compare? How do you guys feel that comparison? Because for me, it, for those of you smarter out there, it was more like Long Day's Journey into Night, into Day, into Night
what,
now.
Phil, what
are you... whatever.
Phil, what show,
I mean, this is
what
the Jersey
heck
Shore.
What are you talking about?
Basically,
we're going to lose Roxy. We're already nerds
over
around
my
her.
She's over so my head.
She's already going to like leave and like start drinking. Roxy, I'm sorry.
Basically, it hit all
drunk,
the emotions.
Roxy. He's
it
drunk.
Hit all
he's
the emotions.
Drunk.
Thank you for your apology.
Yeah,
that's a lot of that tonight.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry's
yeah.
left tonight.
Yeah, start
also,
crying now, Kevin.
Also because
start
yeah.
weeping.
Like, and throw all my stuff on the grass.
Okay, okay, well, Phil, make your point. I'm sorry.
Basically, it hit all the emotions. You had happiness. You had sadness. You had fighting. Everything.
I got a little misty, but we'll get into it. We started with J-Wow. J-Wow gets everything out of the house. One thing I picked up was she does own the house. So I was curious. I know
Absolutely.
Our crack reporter was – I know, but that early in – I guess she would have had money from – at that stage. Because remember, this was shot about a year ago, right?
Yeah, last summer.
Yeah, summer.
So she's had enough money to put down a little Jersey house or whatever it is, like a New York house. Yeah,
yeah,
she's fine.
It was a tiny, tiny house, and she said she worked very hard for it.
So we know it was hers.
Yep.
But here's the interesting thing, you guys. He took the hard drive. You know there's just not so good things on that hard drive.
Right, like you were saying.
Well, it got smashed. We got that in the after show.
Oh, wow. Oh, it did get smashed?
Yeah. She lost family photos, you know, so she was talking about how she'd never get those back, so we know that much.
Really? But wasn't she afraid of the sex photos? Didn't we hear that? That he's got them?
I mean, maybe he copied them, but you're right in that point.
Yeah. So we don't know. Okay, so anyway, off she goes, takes the two little doggies, and again, why I love my kids, the little doggies running, and there's Vinny hugging the littlest dog. You know, I think that's just so genuine, so tender. That's why I love these guys. But this leads us into as we peel away the layers, Sammy and Ronnie drama.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love how everyone sort of has their own deal going into this. Like, I mean, everyone is doing something. Everyone's got their own agenda, and yet amongst all of this is just Sammy and Ronnie, the blowout.
Sammy and Ronnie, the blowout. God, I even forgot about Deanna. You know, I forgot.
We have Ryder. Deanna. We have a full house.
Yeah,
we
really
got all the girls.
Oh, my God, they got everything in this episode.
Yeah. We had Gina and her family coming
to
dinner.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
All right,
where do we start? I'm sorry,
hey,
now
guys,
I'm lost.
Yes. Guys, before you start, I have a special guest on the line with us. We have little Miss Mari on the phone.
Mari, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We're hearing some buzzing, too. That it went away. Thank you, Jesse. All right, so, Mari, what'd you think?
I'm really happy to see the return of good, nice Sammy. I'm ready for, like, harmony in the house. I'm so over her bitchy face. I didn't even think it was possible, but I'm happy it's here.
Yeah, you know what? I am, too, because it was going so long, that sourpuss.
It's not
going
to last, though.
Okay.
She's simply now going to be in this good phase till she needs something, needs more attention again.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll turn it right
Brent, yes. Go at this, because you had several theories on the commercial breaks.
This is just pure fact is what this is.
Okay, go.
She had learned through, and listen, this all stems from Ronnie, who clearly we show tonight. He's just a big, giant wuss. And she takes advantage of that situation, and which she should. She's a girl. She's very emotional. That's what she's longing for attention, from him. He knows how to play her, you know, and it gets her going, and then she's learned now.
But you think he played here with this? You think
talking to
that girl?
Well, I think once he gets her going, like, she knows how to get attention. All she wants is to be loved and needed and to be told she's important in their lives because she wants to fit in. And now she's figured out the best way to do that is to cause huge amounts of drama. And everybody now gets crazy.
And so why did she make the piece? Just to get more attention?
Well, she got enough attention. It finally worked. She finally took it long enough that everybody paid attention. Look at him, Ronnie.
Oh, wait. So she got rewarded. And
she got rewarded. Like, okay,
now
she's like, this is sort of a progression pattern that she's been going through. She's getting a little bit more out there, getting a little more bitchy. Everybody plays to her. He caves every single time. He lets her do this kind of stuff.
I mean,
he was crying, you guys. Roxy,
what?
I was going to say, so multiple times you've stated here that she's your favorite character and that
my
you love her.
For sure.
Now, I have a couple questions for you. First of all, she's your favorite character because you think that it's so smart to get everybody's attention in that way?
I just find her so genuine. And, well, one, she's super cute, and then, so I'm drawn to that naturally.
And I think also the most normal, the most dateable out of all the girls in that house.
And plus, like, I like that type of woman, but I'm better with that type of woman. Like, I would know how to keep her... Wow, how do you say this without saying? But I'd know how to keep her in line.
You would know how to manage the madness.
I would know how to manage the madness. That was a much better way to say it then.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
But, you know, it really boiled down to me for that moment when, you know, she got all crazy about, are you friends with her? Are you friends? Which is, like, the most ludicrous thing to say. That nobody should have been taken seriously. And the fact that he got all wigged out and crazy and started packing up her stuff and making a scene just showed... It just basically screams to her, this is how important you are to me. You're so important to me, I'm going to act like a fool and throw your stuff
around.
Right,
okay. So you think that you would be a better match for her. So what would you have done in that situation?
Oh, he'd be amazing. Amazing.
The easiest thing is to absolutely no reaction. You can't reward bad behavior by reactions. That's what she was looking for. She's looking for a big reaction to say, okay, I am important to you because look how I can make you get crazy. Obviously, you have huge emotional... connection to me because I can act like this and look at your reaction. The response is zoosh, no response. Is you want to act like that, you get nothing from me. You don't get anger, you don't get reaction, you don't get frustration, you get nothing. Basically, like, if a stranger on the street started saying stuff like that, would I get all crazy and upset? No, I'd be like, I have no interest in this whatsoever. And if he would have acted like that, if he had set up a pattern like that, which was, you act like this, you get nothing from me. Not good, not bad, because by the way, bad and overreaction and anger and fighting and screaming is another form of love. It seems like you can make me get crazy. So if he had established a pattern of you cannot make me get crazy, and if you act like a crazy bitch, this is what you get. Zoo, nothing.
But what
she
fun
wouldn't be doing this.
What fun is love then? If it isn't a little bit crazy, like you're saying, that is a form of it. You want no reaction. You want to give no reaction. And then there's no more problems.
Well,
and I don't want to see that.
But by the way, listen, I'm not saying it makes great TV.
No, no, and also
it just makes happy lives.
I'm just making it makes a better girlfriend.
And you're also not going to undo 21 years of this girl.
No.
So she's going to keep coming at him. Trust me. She's going to simmer down
no,
that moment.
No. I mean, I believe that all
later,
women have this, have that, because it's an emotional response.
And all women are have very what?
That reaction to be like, what's the best way to get attention from you?
Okay.
If you're my boyfriend, how do I get attention from you when I'm feeling inadequate or unloved or like you're not enough? I need to feel special. What's the best way to get that? Now, most women have learned that they can get it one of two ways: acting super nice or acting like a crazy raving bitch. And a lot of guys fall into that crazy category where it's like, as soon as their girlfriend or wife acts like a crazy raving bitch, they go the opposite way. They try to make up for it. They try to apologize, get crazy, or they trump that with even more radical
craziness,
behavior.
Right? Yeah. And so you think...
And Ronnie's the worst offender.
Basta, enough. You're done. You're not giving into anything.
Yeah. Act nice, get lovely, nice things. Act crappy, you get no response. It's just like
he really
needed to figure
that out. And
you know,
by the way, you know, I was thinking as I was watching the show, and I'm seeing like, I got to get on roids. Because I feel like if I drink, I can be these guys. Like, I think I can do the hair thing. But I got to get on roids because they're all like just so
really
such great shape.
I know.
But you know what I was thinking, Brent? I think actually you're out of all the After Buzz men, Jersey Shore After Show men, I think you're the most, you could maybe break the barrier.
I would give it a shot.
Because you got the build, and I think, here's the problem. The problem is I think a blonde guy on the shore, I think, right? That they're not going to take
a bit of a target.
You look like a surfer guy.
No, you're too much of a surfer boy. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I think they're going to be violent. I think Jesse actually is all right. He might be. Jesse, you probably
might fit in.
You might do all right on the Jersey Shore.
I just love that she's got them so
who
wrapped around
in?
Their finger.
Yeah.
That like she put up a big enough tantrum, and then guess what happens? Everybody comes and
says,
"Don't leave! Don't leave! You're special! You're special!" Once she hears that, she goes, "Okay. I've won now. I'll go back to being normal for a little while because now I am the center of attention." And by the way, she loves that feeling. She loves that she's the center of attention.
And probably always got it because she was the prettiest girl in her high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she is actually. And I saw that this episode. A lot of times I think she's ugly. And I'm a little disgusted with myself right now because the entire time that you're saying, "I love Sam," I was waiting to make my big announcement. It is midway down on my piece of paper. I love Sam.
Look at you with your note about I love Sam.
I love
really?
Sam this episode.
Why?
Okay, I don't know what it was, but she kind of was just like, she seems smarter than the rest of them to me. Like
I tried to tell everyone, no one would listen.
I know, and I usually am right about these things, and maybe I won't keep loving her. She's definitely a sometimes I love her, sometimes I hate
her
kind
of character. She is your normal civilian girl from, like, you know, she's not meant to be in Hollywood. She's not meant for my limelight, but out of all the girls that just go to high school, maybe do a little college, get married, and do what normal people do, she is the most normal out of this house.
Right before crap's about to hit the fan and everything's about to explode and she's going to have to leave and she has no friends in the house, she figures it out. She finds a way to make it work. And that's what smart people do. You find a way to make it work.
Interesting.
And she has every single person up there. I was shocked that almost
really
every single
take.
Person went up there.
I was
and you know,
too.
You were?
I thought they would just be like, "Whoa, how'd you go, honey?"
Especially after
you guys were surprised that everyone rushed her and said, "No, no, no."
I was totally
surprised. No, guys, guys.
See, that's a noobish move of me.
I know. Health. You have not grown up in a dysfunctional, and let me add this, a dysfunctional Italian family.
Yeah. Right.
It's all about, I hate you, get out. Oh, no, wait, don't leave.
And then I remember.
And they roll them back in. It's Sartre's no exit. Okay, Phil, now there you go. I'll give it right back to you. Sartre's no exit. It's a famous play. The three heinous people are in a room, and they hate each other, and they just can't leave. They can leave. The door opens. Basically, it's like, go, leave. But they stand at the door, and they get sucked back into the argument, the conversation, the madness, and that's it.
And that's when I remembered that they all rushed after Angelina. They, no matter how much
no,
they
I don't think
Angela,
they did. No.
Oh my! At
no,
first,
because
are
she
you kidding? How many
was
times?
So,
until
no,
the
no,
very
at the
last
end,
time.
Because she was so powerful. I mean, she was so many levels beyond everyone else that everyone was like, no. Because she wasn't even fun.
No,
there was
but
nothing even likable.
It took until the very last
right,
time
that
she laughed.
Right.
Up until then,
okay.
Even Snooki tried to have her back. Even Sammy. Like, they all kept trying
well,
no matter
Ron
how
never
many
did.
Things she did.
Ron never did. He was
Wait, Ron was over.
Mari, are you
what
still
is
there?
Wrong with Ron,
is
honestly?
Mari still there?
No, I think we lost Mari.
Oh, no.
She's not interested anymore.
Did she Skype in or call?
She called in.
Her and Mari. Can you
can't answer for herself.
Really?
Right now.
Mari,
come
can listen to me now. Mari, will you Skype in, please? Can they pay you a little more at that reporter gig of yours? We can get you Skype.
Mari, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, jeez. Mari, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I had a little technical problems on my end. I should be doing Skype.
Yeah, we got to get you all Skyped in. All right, we got to get you Skyped in. So you're hearing all this stuff
but
about
Brandt,
Sammy.
I do have a question for you. Sorry to kind of just I was thinking about this, and I want to get your reality producing perspective on this. My theory on why Sammy all of a sudden switched and turned nice was: do you think she was watching season two airing during the time that she was shooting season three, and maybe she saw what Snooki and Jenny really did, or she saw what Ronnie was really doing? Like, do they watch their shows? Like, do you think they're sitting there watching season two as they're filming this? Because I know it was around the same time as the summer.
Well, when they're filming it, they wouldn't be able to watch it, but it's very likely they have seen it, whether it's before or after.
I know there's no TV there. No, but Mari, you're onto something. There's no TV there, but all the
friends
and stuff would communicate to her, right?
But I think it's much more genuine feelings than that. Because I think you would notice it right away if you felt like she was putting this on for ulterior motives, I really learned what really happened. I don't think it's that. I think it really is, it boils down to, is that she was feeling put upon. It was a few episodes back when the fist fight broke out in the living room, and it was like the entire house sort of like glossed over that. Even Ron was like, oh, it's just between you, which is not the way a boyfriend would stand up to somebody who punches his girlfriend,
you know?
And so she was feeling very inadequate, very sort of disconnected from everybody, and so her behavior just started to escalate. And I think that once she established her importance and her value to the house by all of them, coming up there and saying, don't leave, you can't leave, you're part of our family, it sort of brought her back down to earth and sort of like it reconnected her to that. And that's really what she wanted. She just wanted attention. I mean, she's wanted it from Ron, and she's been trying to get it in various ways, and her behavior's been getting more and more drastic every time, because it's like somebody's addicted to something. Like, you get the first hit and feels great, but you need more and more every time, and that's why her behavior kept escalating. And I tell you right now that it's going to come back again, and it's going to be bigger, and it's going to be worse. And next time they may end up completely broken up because they're made.
Well, remember, and we could talk more about it during predictions, but remember, we did have a shot of her in a limo leaving.
See?
At the very
that makes
beginning.
Perfect sense
shot
to
of her in a taxi, I thought it was.
I remember it was a black car. Maybe it was a taxi.
I just want to, that it could be clever editing, because all we heard was her voice saying, I'm out, I'm done, and we saw her getting realistically into a cab or whatever looking
right,
nice.
So you never know what that is.
That's
gotcha.
What I was saying.
Gotcha. Mari, you're a lot like Sammy.
silent.
Clarify.
Mari, I just want you in this house. I want you in this house with these animals so bad. I think it would be amazing, and I think you'd be so happy.
You know what? I think I would find a whole new side of myself, but I think it would be a lot of fun.
Mari, are we ever going to see that side of you ever? After Buzz Christmas party? Are we going to ever see this side of you?
The total, party side of me?
Is there such a
thing?
Girls like you, like your interpretation of that side.
Hey, Mari started drinking her sophomore year in high school. I remember.
No, you had like a
couple
of drinks.
A good night. What is a good night for Mari? Four drinks? That's what Roxy throws back on a pregame.
Three glasses of wine. The fourth glass of wine I blacked out.
Let me ask you this, though. Have you ever had a boyfriend that blubbered and whined and cried like that tonight? I mean, that's got to be the most unattractive thing, right? I'm not crazy. A woman does not want to see that from some
that
dude.
She liked it. Yeah, but I think, didn't you think Ronnie liked it because she had gotten a charge out of him, saw that he cared?
At some point, it's disgusting.
It is to you guys, but
like that. Oh, my God.
Well, you get that. I mean, everyone's like that with you.
No, it just gets gross. You look at them and you're like, oh, my God, what am I doing here?
Like, what are you crying about?
And especially on Ronnie. He's this big, big guy, and he's got these muscles, and he's sitting there with his little faux hawk. And he's weeping, and he's weeping. It's like,
and like, you're such a tough guy.
It doesn't bother me that much.
Oh, good, I want to hear.
And I don't know, that doesn't bother me that much.
I mean, I might have been okay with it if he had actually grabbed her stuff, put it in a suitcase, put her in a cab, thrown her away, and like, don't ever come back. Then maybe it's like, oh, shed a tear, a little bit of sorrow.
Yeah.
And then move on with banging everything in sight. Like, I could sort of justify that. But he threw the stuff in the room as a display, as a like, look, I can be angry too. And all he was trying to get her to react by apologizing. All he wanted was an apology. So he threw her stuff hoping she'd apologize. Say, this is how mad I am. Yeah, and then it's like, he just was hoping for that. And when she didn't apologize, she should have just played right through it. Then he cried about it.
Mari.
Because he wasn't getting the attention from her that he wanted. I mean, ugh.
Mari, how disrespectful did you think it was that she had the gall to bring him a slice of pizza as opposed to a protein shake? Your thoughts, Mari?
Pretty disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. But by the way, like, the pizza looked delicious.
Oh,
my God. I want to go home.
I don't want to talk about the pizza.
It looked so good. I wanted to go home and eat it. It looked amazing. But then
it
also.
You're done with the
pizza. Listen, I got so depressed, too, because I'm like, I'm never going to be able to get into this house. Phil, we're never getting in because, like, they can't even have a slice of pizza. Did you hear what he said? He's like, bring me a protein shake. You bring me a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going to be able to get like that.
I have a question.
As soon as she, like. Soon as she acquiesced and was like, oh, give me a chance, he's like, okay. Like,
he does not.
That's all he wanted. He wanted that so bad.
That's all he wanted.
Okay,
I
have my question about this. The fight originally starts because Sammy's pissed that Ron's talking to a girl at the bar.
With a C-section.
The girl with the C-section.
Okay. Yeah, he said he'll show her the C-section as proof.
I'm one of those girls who thinks it's completely legitimate for my boyfriend to have other girlfriends. I think that's fine. I have other guy friends. I always will.
But again, you're just like Roxy. There's
I know.
Other deal.
So that's what I'm asking. What do you guys think about that? Should he not be talking to this girl at the bar?
That to me
was
the
issue. I totally agree with you, Roxy. I think it's fine for my boyfriend would totally be fine. Like, I would be fine with him having girlfriends.
Exactly. Like, it seems.
Mari,
so what do you say?
Are you fine with two-on-ones?
Mari? What did you say?
Are you fine with threesomes too or no?
Two on ones.
No.
Sounds like an attack.
I'm fine with him being friends with
Oh, okay, okay. I wasn't sure.
Back to the bedroom.
No, I just wasn't sure because you know how you are.
Yeah, was I unclear when I said that? Did it make it sound like I
No.
That's just what we heard. That's
what guys hear.
Mari.
Jeez, Mari, get down here. I need your help.
Mari, you make it sound like he doesn't have any girlfriends at the moment, though. You said he can, but does he?
Ronnie or...
No, your boyfriend.
The Ronnie in your life.
The Ronnie in my life, well, he doesn't really have any girlfriends.
I wonder why.
Because he loves you.
I have guy friends.
Oh.
And so I wouldn't want him to, like, say that I can't have guy friends.
But again, like, I that was the opening of this sort of downhill slide that Ron's been on for a long time. But, like, if you're at the bar with your girlfriend and you're doing flirting, talking, whatever, with another girl, and your girlfriend puts on a scene... Like, the last thing you want to do is react to that and be like, baby, I wasn't doing that. It's like, how much more could you justify her ridiculous behavior?
So what do? You go over and say, this is my friend, shut the F up, and then you go back and talk to her?
It's not even, I mean, it's just basically like, you got to treat it like she's basically like saying that you're sleeping with aliens came down and abducted. Like, it's got to be so outrageous that she would have made that scene that you treat it like that and that he gave credence to her argument by arguing it, by discussing it, by... playing to that level. That's how it started. It's like you should never be able, if you were out with your boyfriend, you would make a scene and thing like you're talking to someone, and if he puts up with it, it just sort of shows the level that you two are at. He's like, yeah, I got you here, Mr. Man.
Exactly. A lot of girls will test guys too, and if they put up with it, then it's pathetic and they're done.
It is.
Like, if I was Sammy, I would never still be with Ronnie. First of all, don't ever touch my stuff and throw everything all over the floor.
Oh, you would have laughed. You would have thought that was funny.
I would have come in the room and been like, pick this crap up right
now. She didn't even notice.
She didn't even notice. And her,
they are so messy. She didn't even notice.
Yeah.
She looks around and
great
goes,
moment.
She's in there for a whole minute and then looks around and goes, huh? And he's like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, shut up, Ron. I hate you. I don't really hate him. Sometimes I like him. But, like, it was just so frustrating, this episode. I would never put up with his crap. He grosses me out. Like, what kind of a big guy just sits there and sobs and sobs? Like, maybe you cry when we're out to a romantic dinner and you love me so much and one time you shed a single tear. But, like, don't just sit there and cry and cry, especially if I'm not crying.
And they hadn't done anything yet. Like, it's not like they'd broken up. Like, he was just crying because he wasn't getting the reaction from her
so
he wanted.
Bro.
Yeah,
right.
Like...
Let's talk about Jenny.
The thing is, there's so much more to this relationship than we see. Because they've been dating since season one. They've been dating cameras on, cameras off.
And how much is that in real time, Phil?
Than you and I see.
How much is that in real time?
Since summer of 2009, right?
Wow, it has been a while, I guess.
But they just seem to be...
Yeah, so they've been dating for like a year and a half. And we're not... So there's a very serious relationship. So, yeah, we can sit there and judge the fact that he's sobbing about her and whatever, but they're way more serious than you and I could ever see.
Yeah, but during that, at the time of the Jersey Shore, how long had they been? Would they have been together?
At around this point, it's been a year. Year reunion.
I kind of get that. But listen, J-Wild comes over and consoles him.
Yeah,
she's drunk.
Consoles him.
But she consoles him, and she kind of makes her peace.
I thought that was so conniving.
I want her to open her shirt and form.
Pure conniving. Yeah. I just want her to open her shirt all the
time. I want her to open the shirt at the end because like it's going to be all right. And I thought she
was
going to.
There are more titties in the world.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah,
that should put things in perspective.
So you don't think so? Wait, so Roxy, you don't think that was genuine? You think
God. You know what? I really do like J-Wow, but it was very, very manipulative of her. And here's why: it was saying she went in at the perfect time.
Opportunistic
if it was any,
is how I
right,
describe
if there was any other time, Ron would have looked at her and said, "Shut up, you pig! I don't want to talk to you." He was down. He was low. Nobody else was going over to talk to him. And the first person that comes over, of course, he's going to be friendly to and cry on their shoulder, and that made them friends. It was—I didn't like that at all. I thought that
So it wasn't really about making peace with Ronnie. It was more about knocking.
It was about the opportunity
Sammy.
Just came so, open that where she actually thought there's a possibility I can push him off the ledge, that we can end the Sammy Ronnie right here. So she swooped in and was like pushing as hard as she could for that last little push that he needed to try to break it up. And that's all the only reason she was there.
True.
And everything she was saying was basically like, do it, do it, you can do it, just get rid of her, go, break up with her, be done with it, just get her out of this house.
The
like,
reason I did it is because I wanted you to be able to have fun.
Yeah, you'll never
be
good with him. Oh my God, he's bringing you down. She's bringing you down, down, down. Yeah.
So, but,
like,
okay, but here's where I feel was genuine. When Sammy comes around and has her like little kind of apology at the family dinner, that's when I think J-Well was like, you know what, enough.
Yeah.
And I think that was very nice of her to go through.
More like, enough for now, I'll wait till my next opportunity.
You think J-Well at that point was saying about the next opportunity?
In her brain, she's thinking like, oh God, not this again.
Yeah.
I'll just wait. The next time there's
I don't
an
think she's thinking that far ahead. No,
she's going to be right in there.
She's not really a chess player. More of a checker player.
The after show that we saw last week, when was that filmed? Do you think after this episode? Because you remember, they're talking to J-Wow and J-Wow.
No, I think those are filmed, right, Phil? Those are filmed, like, recently, aren't they? Like,
yeah, I'm sure they're pre-taped, but, you know, that day or whatever.
She was talking to J-Wow.
Right, or, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Brent.
The after shows would be filmed after they air.
After the entire season airs?
Yeah, what they'll do is, they'll do it one of two ways. They'll actually do it, they won't do it live with them, because unless they're like taking calls or doing those type of after shows, there are some that are done like that, but it's too hard to get the cast all back. So they'll play the episodes for them as they go and shoot a bunch of after chef and then put it in when they're
done. Okay, because last week we saw J-Wow say, you know what, I really don't like Sammy still. She was like, we don't really converse anymore, but screw Sammy. She can go after herself,
right,
what she said.
Okay, good. So unless she was just trying to make...
They didn't make that much of peace.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more like, I'm in a happy mood today, so I'm not going to hate on her.
Yeah, but J-Wow threw out the I love you. I thought that was disgusting. It's like, you don't love her.
They've been together. Look, to the Mari point, they've all been together a long time, and they've endured a lot.
It just feels
and when you
good
go through and
yeah, I liked that she threw out the
I did too. I did too, Mari. Mari, will you go out with me? What? Hello?
What?
I love Mari.
Like
no.
Moment.
Absolutely. I got sentimental, Mari. I got totally sentimental.
You guys
moment.
Suck, man.
I think,
Phil, help us.
I think.
You have to make the deciding vote. You have to make the vote.
So am I voting right now?
All right. Do we think that it was crap that she said, I love you?
Absolutely.
What show are you watching? Are you watching the show that we're watching?
She's fine. No, hey, come on. Let bygones be bygones or
no,
whatever.
No, let me tell you. Okay, now, guys.
All
right, remember, let's go back to when your stomach was pumped, Roxy.
Which time?
The first time.
Got it.
Okay. Being facetious. But my point is this. When I say this all the time. When you go through very intense moments with anyone or any group, whether it's a really good time or a really bad time, these guys are all connected. So the Jersey Shore, their lives all drastically changed by coming together and being part of this show. So no matter what happens, they're always going to be bonded. Athletes talk about this all the time. There's guys in the NBA, people you're friends with, they'll tell you, like, you know, it's like I know Kevin McHale said about Larry Bird. He's like, we'd never gone along on the court, but we just
shared
went through
experience.
So many battles together. And, yeah, that we're always going to be bonded. So for better or for worse, That's where that I love you comes from, is that they have gone through so much again. That's why they all rushed up to that room to say, no, stay, because it's like it's us against them. It's
the Jersey Shore cast versus everyone else.
Yeah, we were a bunch of nobodies. We came together. We rocked the world. But we all share this together. Now, Angeline, because I honestly, and I said she was borderline socio. That kid just didn't connect with humans. She really didn't.
Right.
So she had to go. So I think that's where it came from. And I think the I love you was genuine. I think J-Walk, because I feel a lot of myself in her, where she's such a hothead. But then she softens up. And so I think she softened up when Sammy gave her the moment. Whether she said they're not close or not, I wonder if that was just to make for good TV to keep us hanging for the rest of these episodes, or are we going to see them blow out later?
It really was more like, listen, being at war with someone inside that house with those guys is really difficult because the guys don't take really big sides. They sort of stick with each other, and you periphery women relationships can fight amongst yourselves. We are the core.
We just want to drink and pick up
wars.
What's important,
it would be
right,
exhausting.
Mari?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. It would be exhausting.
And you know what I
liked
about it is I agree totally with you. I thought it was genuine. J-Val isn't the type of person, you know, there are those people who always say, I love you. Sometimes I do that. You know, you're just like, oh, I love you, and whatever.
She's not like that.
So she doesn't throw around that term.
No, and the word doesn't throw out bouquets.
I love you,
exactly.
She really meant it. I thought it was great.
Doesn't throw out bouquets. Not one
Suckers.
To throw bouquets. No, I think the first time you're right, when she went with talked to Ronnie, was like, let's get this bitch out of here. I think when the girl finally came around and when Sammy finally at the dinner was like, it is really nice to be here, you guys.
Yeah, but all that was an offering of, hey, I can alleviate some stress out of your life. Like, if we don't fight every minute, then...
She went over and offered her a drink.
Yeah, but I think that's what J-Wow was like, was reaching for, is a little bit of peace, like less stress. Because if you're J-Wow, you're still constantly concerned about... Are these guys going to turn on me? Are the girls going to turn on me?
I think in that moment,
like,
it's about Tom.
My time
she
next?
Said it. She was in such a good mood with Tom. It was just like, why? Why bother? If the girl's going to be decent, like, why bother?
Why bother for the moment? It's
maybe. Okay, well, that's a prediction. I get that. Yeah. Mari, we have a humming problem with you, my dear.
Mari? Not in a good way.
Yeah, and not in a good way. Mari. All right. Mari, did you find out any information for me about Danny the T-shirt man yet? Nothing.
He is the most elusive character. I've been talking with the Seaside Heights Tourism Bureau. They can't find his number. The Shore Store's number isn't listed, so I'm still working on finding Danny.
All right, before I let you go, do you have anything else for us as our East Coast correspondent?
I just want to quickly put in my 2 cents about next season. Being in Italy, I think that's incredible. I studied abroad in Italy. We can talk about it next time.
Oh, good.
Next week, I'll give you my thoughts on what I think. How I think they'll fit in.
How about this, Mari? Instead, why don't you get your Skype going and let's see if we can't bring you back for the special segment to talk about Rome. Okay?
Awesome.
You
okay,
can talk
I'll
to Jesse
I'll
off the air.
That. Thanks, guys.
All right, babe. Okay, so let's talk about some of the little B characters, at least B characters in this episode. We had Dina, and we're all trying to figure out what was said at the barbershop, and of course, at the end, we knew.
Now they kind of cleared it up a little bit.
Apparently, according to the barber and the Ronnie lookalike, I don't know, how do we put this right? Dina likes to
eat
chocolate.
She likes to eat butt.
She does. Okay, she likes to eat butt. So
I felt so stupid while watching this clip for about 5 minutes. I was
trying
sitting
to
there
figure
like
it out.
I was like, didn't ask anything, and I kept looking at your faces like, are they as lost as I am?
I have no idea what they're talking about.
And then you said that, and I was like, phew.
And I loved her confrontation on top of the bar dancing. She points across the room.
Yeah, and she's like, get out of here. I would have done the same thing, though. Don't spread a rumor like that.
Yeah, no harm.
Even if she does like to eat butt.
I thought she protests a little too much.
Ah, doth protest too much. Yeah. You think so?
So
you think he was telling the truth?
I think he probably was.
Wow, interesting.
That's almost even worse.
By the way, it's 2011. Like, there's a few girls that'll put their tongue in your ass, I think. It's not that
right,
big
no,
deal.
It's not that, but...
And I think that she just went overboard with it. She
I would
more
do a lot of things, and I would never put my tongue in somebody's ass.
That doesn't mean other girls.
All right, everybody, no.
Well, easy.
Would you let a girl put her tongue in your butt?
Well, hell yeah.
Well, first of all, we're guys. Any hot girl, a hot girl can do pretty much anything they want to us.
That's silly.
Yeah, it's a whole different deal.
I think she was more upset about that it got talked about and less about, like,
so you think it was true?
If I had the bet, I'd say yes.
I love how you think it was true.
I couldn't tell. I was about 50-50 on it.
And so, okay, so we see Vinny, and Vinny makes the mistake of getting with a true Guidette.
Yes.
The uncles, the cousins, the... Oh, my God, make me want to puke. This is when I hate being Italian.
Yeah.
Like, there's the times I like being Italian.
Who goes out to a club?
When I see the situation cooking a nice meal.
Yeah. Dad kind of thing.
And I see, like, the fake, like, hugs and, like, and I'm sorry, and let's hug it out. Like, that's a part I love. I love that we all fight, but then an outside force comes in and we band together. That's the part of the Italian culture I like. The part I don't like was that. Uncle Guido comes in, cousin
crazy.
Guido, nephew Guido, all thinking who they are, like, get out. And you know what? I'm so glad he even said, get out too.
Yeah, and that he wasn't going to call her again. And I really hope he doesn't,
because
like, who goes to a club, not just like a bar, not whatever, a straight up club with your uncle, your cousins, your brother, your nephew maybe?
That guy said very, very
But that's
Italian.
Like the perfect, that's like this mini sort of standoff challenge between those two. She's basically saying... This is what you got to
put up
with
me. But she rolled over.
This is how I roll.
Oh, right. She was saying, she's saying to Vinny.
Yeah. This is me. So
and it's like,
imagine
if
he did call her. Imagine what that says. Imagine where that puts her compared to him. And, like, she's going to think, like, that's
exactly.
the guy who chased me, even
exactly.
though all this
is going on. And, you know, I just wanted to, like, interject, like, sweetie, this isn't season one.
Yeah.
So you might be a 9 on the shore, but in the real world, you're, like, a 6.5, 7. And this kid is kid's shagging tail.
Our
top-notch tail all over the country, soon all over the world. Like, no.
Our scale is so skewed when we look at these people on the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
she was such a 9. And then I look around, and I'm thinking about everybody I know, and I'm like, oh, she is
no,
not.
And then when you
she
saw,
is not
no,
a 9.
Right, she's not. And when you see more of her, you could see.
I thought she was a 9.
In real life.
Now, you know what it is, Brent? No. Here's why.
Chubby cheeks,
this is my theory.
Yeah.
It's because when you get over 30.
Right.
Okay.
My
so
scale
much,
goes
yeah,
one
seriously,
to 3 and then 9
so
to 10.
Much more appreciative. However,
once you're above a 3, you're a 9
however,
to me.
However, it's a great point you brought that up, Rocky, because I see...
Rookie,
like,
Roxy, where are we going?
What are you? But I see all... I want everyone, like, listening and to really have more fun with your DVRs during these shows. Do some freeze frames when they're at that club. I want everyone to do this as an exercise and take a really good look, because I don't see anything but chodes and grenades. Horrible.
Wow, you have very disturbing taste.
No, take a freeze frame. I'm saying on the DVR. I'm saying of the look around that
no,
bar.
No, that one girl that came back with Mike I thought was kind of cute too.
Kind of cute.
One that came
but white trash.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But these are like you
white
understand
trash.
These guys are the most famous people in America. They should be, they're going to get the cream if that's the cream of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the cream of the shore.
I don't know.
I mean,
like, so just when you see I'm seeing some of these people, it's like, oh,
did you guys like the grenade horn?
Oh, my God. I thought that was hysterical.
The grenade horn was amazing, and she got chased away. And by the way, we got to see, I continue to, well, you know what, though? It is mean. Usually we feel bad, but that girl seemed like she was sassy.
She did.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't mind
catty,
her getting.
Catty, catty bitch.
Yeah,
I've never felt bad. In my life.
No, I don't
think so.
You were saying
anyone.
No, not for those girls, no.
At the earlier season, I did. Season one, I did.
Well, there was that one grenade that just wouldn't go away. They just couldn't defuse that bomb.
That was funny. Yeah.
And so, no, I don't feel bad at all.
Well, no, this girl, you know, but I like the situation's pickup line. Want some sweats?
That was great. That's the
move
to the bedroom line.
It's a
that
great
is
a, move.
That's an advancement line. Once you've got it picked up, now you need to advance the play. That was a great move.
I love that.
Something more comfortable and change into some sweats.
Awesome. Change the sweats.
He uses
and
it all
what
the
about,
time.
And what about the grenade? Was like, what about my sweats?
He's like, what do you need? You don't need no sweats. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're good. No, you're good.
See
you're
your
good.
Guy.
You're
that
good?
Was great.
We straight?
Oh, man, that was smooth.
And then where did Pauly D go? He just, like, kind of hid somewhere?
Yeah, coward of the county.
He was like, it's a good thing I'm a veteran at this.
Yeah, he knew how
somewhere.
To do it. Dodging grenades.
Jesus.
No, very well done. Very well played. Well, let's take a commercial bumper before we come back to a special segment.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269. Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
And then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig!
The wig will come off.
That wig come off, baby.
No! What?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
I mean, the girl who runs it used to be my assistant.
Oh, welcome back. We were having private conversations.
Yeah, me and Brant are doing a little business on the side, pitching TV shows. But you think so, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Anyway, so we're talking about...
Done deal. Is that signed?
It's closed. Done.
So we're talking about the gang now going to Rome. The rumor was we're going back to Miami, but I'm so happy we're going to Rome.
Okay, when is this being taped?
I'm probably soon, I would think. Yeah. Probably soon. I bet you a matter of weeks or months.
So we're going.
So it could be up in the summer.
And visiting. Let's go.
That's a great call.
I can totally get us in there.
And you
in where?
Into the, you know, close
wherever
area
they are.
Hell yeah, let's go. No
and
jokes.
You will be the decoy.
Mm-hmm.
No, Roxy, you're the one who could get us in.
I'm on it.
In the vein of Mari, I'm going to say this. One of the biggest things holding it up right now is their passports.
Oh.
Why? Because we have shenanigans?
Well, no, because it takes a long time to process a passport, and none of them
had passports till now. Who doesn't have a passport?
Well, you got to renew it, and if you don't, you're still a citizen technically and whatnot. And
I also bet there'd be a lot of other issues with, you know, if they have records, if those things make it very difficult to travel internationally a lot of times. You never know. There could be some of that going on.
The Italians are going to hate them.
No.
You don't think at first?
I don't know. I don't know the Italians will even
know who they are.
Let me tell you, we have listeners in Greece, and they don't know the shore. They know
sense.
Gossip Girls. They know some of the AfterBuzz listeners,
okay,
you know, because we're fans of Maria Menounos.
It was like that with The Hills when The Hills was the biggest thing ever, and Spencer and Heidi were looking to do another show, and they were really looking to do something in the UK because no one would do anything with them here. And we have a company in the UK that produces in the UK, our sister company, and I called them to be like, hey, is this something you want to do? And they're like, no, nobody knows them. Nobody cares. The Hills
really?
Is not important here at all.
It's that's just interesting.
And if you think about it, if you don't understand what the Jersey Shore is, if you don't understand any of that stuff, how compelling are those characters? If you're,
they're just obnoxious.
So, imagine watching it on subtitles.
So the point is, this is going to actually make
the situation.
This is going to make for better television.
What's the situation?
Yeah.
This is going to make for better television because they're going to be back to what they were that first season at the Jersey Shore, maybe even worse.
Yeah.
With now they're not famous. They're not going to just be able to pull girls out of nowhere. They're actually going to have to work again. But it could go the other way and be boring, and I don't know if
no, it won't be boring.
No, remember Real World France? I don't know if anyone remembers this.
But that's a little
It was a snooze
though.
Fest because they really couldn't break out and get to know any
I'll
of the
I'll tell you why I think
people
they wanted
outside
to do
the culture.
This is because this is why I think they want to do this. There's such a setup that the house now has here with the guys and their core group and how they interact with each other and the women, like I've said, as these periphery characters that sort of just do whatever the guys say and they control it. When you bring it to Italy, there's going to be a whole other level of guys there. The tall,
yes,
dark, Italian,
yes,
beautiful,
yes,
looking dudes.
And they love American women.
They love women,
and
they're
going to be
all, so smoothly.
And they're, oh, they're the best. They wrote
gonna
the book on
it. And it's going to make Jay Wow and them go, whoa, like these are real dudes. And like it's going to make the guys,
oh my God,
completely out of their element.
What are they going to do with the language barrier?
Well, most of them, I mean, listen, not to be,
speak English.
And also not to be like such snotty, but most people in Europe speak English.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they'll cast all those people that want to speak English. And I don't know, but I'm guessing if I was producing that show, my first thing I'd be going is find the hottest, most eligible, hot Italian hunks you could ever find. Swarm those girls and make the guys feel as inadequate as you possibly can. Take them out of their comfort zone. Now they're not the alpha male that have established this sort of pack that they roam around in. I mean, those guys are like lions. They laze around and do nothing with all the female lions going and hunting and doing all this stuff. Like,
right.
They got the system down. And now they're going to put him in a place where the women are going to be so tempted and so
Sammy's going to look around and see, and it's going to just be like.
And they're going to, but Sammy's going to be. I don't think she'll play. She won't play on him.
All right, guys. Cutting it back to that visa. I just looked it up. Ronnie actually has an assault charge, and that might affect the fourth season.
Big time.
His attorney says that his client is innocent until proven guilty, and right now he's allowed to travel wherever he wants. But once his case starts going to court, they could have an issue filming, and they might have to pull him back.
Wow. I say we leave him behind. It's not the Marines. No,
does Sammy go without him?
I'll leave him behind.
You won't?
I would go make a deal with some other country that'll let him in.
Really? You think that important?
I think he's right now such a crucial character. I think the guys right now are falling extremely flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have...
MVP is always like the same thing. They're like one person, you know? Yeah.
And they're very one-dimensional. Fun, a great dimension. I love them. I couldn't... But I think that Ronnie right now has provided such a different view into what's going on that... It's really taken a life in the series from in his world. I don't know that you'd want to not have him or a character like that in that situation. Because that guy is...
Can we just take Dean? Like.
Yeah, exactly. Swap him out.
Yeah, we'll just switch him. We'll take Dean. But I have a funny feeling he's... They'll get him over there.
They'll get him over there.
They'll get him over there. And I think you're right about the way, you know, with the guys. But I think... I don't think the guys are obsessed with those girls. I think that they're going to be obsessed with Italian girls and trying to get them.
I don't know. I think they're obsessed with the dominance that they have over these girls.
Bryn, at the end of the day, right? I mean, you know, as a guy, like, you think that they're excited about the dominance they have in that house, or are they excited about the fact that they can drink and pick up?
I think that's just always going to be part of their world, but I think they are very excited and very comfortable with the dominance they have in the house and the women that are around them, and that their displays of bringing other girls there and whatnot is sort of a reestablishment of their sort of alpha, I can do this, and these women will still put up with it and stay around me and love me and admire me.
But I think you're only thinking
up.
About Ronnie. The other ones aren't like that.
They're all like that.
I mean, maybe Snooki and Vinny, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're all like that. I think that's what their persona is, these guys. They love that. And I know even when I'm watching it, I'd love that. I mean, I'd love
I know, but
I
think
those guys, those
I think I think it will rattle them. Like you're saying, but I think that they'll take that rattled energy and they'll put it into going and getting girls. Now, if they can't get girls, then there's going to be major problems.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Let me ask you this.
So Italian girls love American guys.
They do.
Hypothetical question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we're in the Jersey house next episode.
Right.
And the house right next door is rented out by four super cute, buff, extra cute dudes that move in. And now, all of those girls want to spend a little more time over there and meeting those guys and talking about those guys all the time. You think that they'll be like, great, more room in the house for us.
There'll be a brawl.
That's right.
There'll be a brawl.
That's right, because it's like it's part of their persona.
So will they set that up, or will they? Or do you think? I mean, or do you think that they don't want to bring in other characters?
I believe that's what they're going to set up in Italy. Nice. And it's going to be all about the girls finding these super hot that should, by all stretch of the imagination, make our Jersey dudes look very inferior.
Okay. And did we end up getting Mari on
Mari
Skype?
Mari just Skyped in, and she's going to chime in right now.
All right, Skype-alicious. What's up, baby? Mari?
I don't think she liked the nickname.
Okay, Mari, can we hear you? We can.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, a little robotic. What's the matter with Mari?
Are you guys? Because I've been dying to tell you all about Italy because I studied abroad there and I have so many views on how they'll do. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Why, Jesse? Are you getting feedback from her too?
I am. I'm trying to work on it right now.
We're working on it. Did you get to hear like our take on what's going to happen over there? Mari?
I heard your whole take, and I agree with some of what you guys said, and I disagree with others.
All right. What do you disagree with?
Okay. I don't know if they're going to do well. I kind of agree with Brandt. I don't know if they're going to do well. I studied abroad in Florence my junior year. I lived with an Italian mother. I lived with an Italian brother. And I just think that they're going to be directly up against competition from Italian guys. For the Italian girls, they're not going to want to have anything to do with the Jersey Shore guys. From my take, Whenever I was there, Italian girls wanted nothing to do with the American guys. And yes, the American guys in my study abroad program were not on the Jersey Shore, but they wanted nothing to do
okay.
with the American guys.
So what I'm saying is we run the risk of having real world France. And that was why that was a bomb, because it was a wet firecracker, because nothing went on, because it was the same thing.
Well, it's never going to
no
be that.
No one anything to do with
it
them.
It still will be produced, and produced brilliantly.
Because, yeah, Sally.
What's going to happen? Because if you look at it, if you strip everything away, and you look at those guys, are they like real prizes in the, like, what? Are they nines in girl world? I mean.
No, are they?
The boys?
Yeah. Mari, would you consider those guys chodes?
Grenade Grendel chodes.
I don't know what it's.
A Grendel chode?
Okay. I don't
no.
think
that
nines.
Is such a disgusting
I think
term.
They're probably like fives or sixes, but because they are who they are and they're on the Jersey Shore, now
go.
They're nines. But.
So even Ronnie? He looks kind of cute.
No, he's not even the cutest.
I love Ronnie, so I don't want to say anything bad about him.
Mari, who do you think's the cutest
think he's
of the boys?
Be a nine in Italy.
Mari, who's the cutest of the boys? Cutest. Yeah.
Situation.
I love
it. I got to believe that's more personality than anything else. You know what I mean?
Question.
And I think that those guys will have a. And listen, I'm not hating on them. I love them. But it just will be a little more difficult in that situation. And I think the production is going to want to amplify that. I think they're going to put them in situations where the girls are much more sophisticated, much more difficult to deal with, and I think they'll put guys around the girls that are classy, beautiful, tall, chiseled, all of these things, and it'll just it'll throw their dynamic into chaos.
You know,
that's good TV.
You know,
okay, I hate to say this about Italy and Italians because I loved it there, but there are very few classy Italians when you're going out at night. They will shamelessly hit on you, especially
same with Greece.
If you're American.
That's what I was 100% just about
to say. Same with Greece. But you know what, Jesse?
I think
that Jesse, you're a Greek guy. Let me tell you the difference that I found being in Greece was that the Greeks love the Greek Americans. What doesn't translate, you guys, is that the Italians like Italian Americans. Because I've gone up to Italians and be like, oh my God, you know, I'm also Italian or whatever, and they're like, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, they're like, then it's not the same.
Whereas I found that most of my family members in Greece think everything that happens in America is just the best thing ever.
Yeah, no, they love
and
you.
And they'll
guys,
be a huge constituent.
But it's
of
not
that.
Like that over in because it's not like that in the Italy's that part of Europe is like
and
so hateful
way,
toward us.
And listen, this is just my guess. They could do it the total opposite. They could produce it where they get people that know who they are, that love the idea of that. They'll get creepy guys. Like, they could produce it completely opposite. Because in Italy, you're going to find both sides.
Yeah,
I want to see them. I want to do want to see them. I want to see them struggle. I don't want.
My
wanna,
guess is that
I don't like the all the girls fighting for fame down at the Jersey Shore. Like, they can get anyone they want, and he lifts his stomach. I want him to lift the stomach up and show it off, and girls to be creeped out.
Yeah, or just to be like, that's
who
just
are you?
Great, whatever. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm excited for though because I went to Italy for a month when I was younger, and the party scene there is just like nothing compared to the U.S. at all. And that's exciting.
Nothing
because,
meaning
like it's crazy.
Better,
so much,
right?
So much crazy.
Yeah, no,
everything,
like in Greece,
everything's better.
Till 6 a.m.
Yeah,
nuts.
Everything always, and that's exciting to me. No matter what happens, whether you get creepy guys, classy guys, whoever it is, they're gonna be out. They're gonna be having a good time. They're gonna be drunk 24/7, and that's what makes good TV. Being drunk.
Well, needless to say, we're all excited to see it. We're going to have to wait a little while. We'll have to wait till probably the summer, but we're excited. And I think we all agree we're in for something good. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to news and gossip.
As read by a 5-year-old.
Is that me?
No.
Oh, give me a break, guys. As we just discussed, the Jersey Shore season 4 has been announced, and they're going to Italy. I guess that's old news now, though.
It's old news to us, but still good news.
Pauly D expressed a few concerns with taking the show to Italy. Quote, I'm nervous, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what gyms are like over there. I don't know what tanning's like. I don't know the food and the language. I don't even speak Italian. Maybe I should get Rosetta Stone or something. I know Vinny has family there, but none of us have ever been. It's going to be fun.
Oh, so we're going to see the Vinny family. That's going to be great. Where they're going to cook for him again.
Vinny's family is the one who brought in all the food and all
So that'll be good. But I was also thinking, you know, there's going to be no barbershop. That's going to be able to cut their hair. These guys are getting trims like, what, every 3 or 4 days, it seems like.
Where are they going to tan?
Yeah, and
where are
the tanning,
where are they
everything.
Clubbing? I mean, I know there's places you know, obviously a lot, lots of them. But where, you know, where's the karma? Where's the
well, they'll find one
they'll
for them.
They'll find the party. Anyway, Snooki admitted she regrets hooking up with Vinny. Ooh, quote, I kind of wish me and Vinny didn't try and have sex because it was just drama this whole season. And I don't know, it was just awkward between us and I felt stupid. It's just embarrassing. Kind of got feelings for him, but for him, he'd be like, no, it's another girl. Snooks remains unconvinced that Vinny is ever interested in anything more serious than a fling.
Yeah, of course. He's just a fling, meaning for fling for 20 minutes.
And he said that a thousand times, too.
Yeah. So.
Whatever. Soprano star Joseph Ganiscoli was at Vincent's restaurant in New York yesterday, where he admitted that his show paved the way for Snooki and Company. JWoww and her reality show crew also showed up at the restaurant.
Which one was Ganiscoli? Jesse,
that's
who,
what I was
who's
just
Joseph
thinking of
Ganiscoli? Ganiscoli? Find out and pump back in. Go to the next one.
And I used to watch that show, too. Vinny made it a family affair while partying in Atlantic City. He brought his grandmother, parents, aunts, uncles, and cousins for a night of drinking and dancing.
Paid for by the club.
Quote, the family came because it was the first time hosting a nightclub and they wanted to be there. End quote. Source revealed they partied all night, sticking around until 3 a.m.
Club appearance, $10,000.
You think? That much?
I'm jealous. Yeah, for sure.
JWoww is offering up her rules on dating, booty calls, and looking fresh to death. In her new book, The Rules According to JWoww, she reveals what works for her when it comes to dating. Quote, if it smells like a hookup, it is a hookup. Don't smush too soon. Hair belongs on your head, nowhere else. And a sloppy drunk is not a good look for anyone.
There you go, Roxy. The truth comes out.
So, okay,
Roxy, as a girl, do you think this is a book that you'd buy or anyone else would buy?
You know what? Just because I love JWoww, but as an actual book, if it wasn't JWoww, no way.
But it is JWoww. Like,
but it is JWoww.
So will you buy it?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Solid sound advice is what I see there.
I think it's funny. You know, it's
so
funny.
So you'd buy it. All right.
And I don't know. It's good, hey, good beach read.
No, there's no right or wrong. Yes.
Joseph Ganiscoli played Vito Spadafori.
Oh, Vito. Yeah, he was Vito. He was the gay one.
He was the gay one.
Very interesting.
Okay, going on about the book, it also includes tips on standing up for yourself. JWoww's book comes out February 8th.
Of course it has that.
Guys, yeah. Get it for me for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we it's will. Good stuff we will.
There. Perfect. And that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of January 27th, 2011.
Roxy, getting good at the news.
I'm getting better, right?
By the way,
real good.
I only stuttered over a name or something.
We got to get a bumper. I started getting into Adam Carolla, and you know, they had a suggestion for her at the end of a bumper, like it should say the news and thank you, or shut up. And they had the C word, but I think we should adopt that sort of bumper.
You know, that's
for
one
Roxy.
Of my favorite words, and people yell at me for using it all the time.
Really?
Uh-huh. Or every time I stutter, it
so
just
we
goes,
should use that bumper.
Stutter. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So you wanted to say, shut up, the C
Beep.
Word.
I love it.
All right.
I don't know why.
We're going to work on that.
all right. So you guys, predictions for next week. Brant, you've made it pretty clear, but let's just get a recap of what you predict.
I do believe that by the end of next episode, maybe the episode after, we will see Sammy back to her fun-loving, tantrum-throwing ways, gathering all the attention again. So and she's already not going to be the center of attention now. Now that she's made up, that's not going to sit well with her.
And it's interesting. This was one of the episodes where they didn't leave us on a cliffhanger. They gave us so much. They gave us so much in the episode. There was no need.
It was nice,
but no cliffhanger. And I don't see a lot next week to make me go, oh, it looks like a pretty light episode.
I thought it was funny, a little fluff, but you know, okay. So we see the girls going out, and that will be nice for once to see all of them going out. There's probably going to be little catty fights there or something. That'll be something to watch. Also, we see Snooki with her new guy, and that's cute.
Except
no, you guys
that.
Are all
her
like
gorilla
meh,
juicer. No, his
snoring.
Yeah,
except he's engaged.
Or was engaged, Phil. I think right. He's like, I was engaged.
But we also see Ron and Sam getting some other fight, so you never know how big that's going to be. They didn't really show us that much, but enough to definitely make me go watch the show.
No, we'll watch,
and you can't have two unbelievable episodes back to back. I was so excited about this episode that it's not like next. I don't know. No matter what they do, I'm going to keep watching.
No,
so
we're
they can
all
give
in.
Me a little fluff.
No, we're all in. No question about it.
Oh, I
it.
Wasn't questioning.
Wait, you know, we didn't talk about JWoww's guy, Todd. What's his name? Tom. And then also, who is the best friend of Snooki?
Oh, wait, Snooki? Oh, Ryder.
Ryder. Yeah, they didn't get any play.
Oh, Ryder is disgusting looking.
Yeah, just
kind of. No, she's gotten a little bit better.
But
oh, my
smile
God.
A lot, just kind of sourpuss.
I could go on for days.
She looks
good thing you guys are cutting
time
me off
just
right
from
now.
Being miserable.
That doesn't mean Vinny doesn't want to ride her.
Ooh, he's waiting all night for that one.
Zinger.
Anyway, all right, everyone, thank you for coming out. And, of course, we'll be back here next week. And, I don't know, we'll be listening to all of our other AfterBuzz shows, too. Right?
Yep.
What do we have, Beyond Scared Straight?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's Roxy being featured on that show for doing time as a youth.
Meanie.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Jesse Gennetti, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. Or you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Cool.